Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction. And guys, welcome back to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. So glad you have joined us. Before we get started, let me just tell you, go on over to thelifeofagent.com. Get your free copy of the ebook or audiobook, The Life of a Gentleman. That's a book I wrote some time ago. Has a lot of great information in there about style, how to save money on clothing, what different colors mean as far as your outfits. Definitely some information in there on job interviews, etiquette, things like that, especially if you want to go out to dinner and represent the proper way. All that kind of information you can get from the book, The Life of a Gentleman. Basically, it's like the podcast, but it's in an ebook or audiobook form. So that's our free gift to you just for listening. And let me tell you about today's show. Today, we are going to be talking with two great brands. If you're like me, you like to get a little bit stylish with your socks. So we have a brand that can help you do that. These guys definitely have a great product. It's very comfortable, and you will not be disappointed when you hear about how they started this company as well. It definitely will inspire you to realize that you can go from just kicking around an idea with your friends to actually developing something and start making some money. And that's a good thing. So stay tuned for that interview with Keep It Simple Socks. Also, another subscription box company. This one is awesome. If you're a member of a shave club or something like that, or maybe a dapper monthly club like Harrison Blake Apparel, then you're familiar with the subscription model. But this time we're talking about something that we all need to take care of, and that's our mouth. That's our teeth. These guys have you covered. Jeff from Molar, he will come on and explain to you what Molar is and why they're so essential. I mean, it is great to have these toothpaste, these toothbrush, everything you need for dental hygiene on autopilot. It's affordable and the products are very slick. It's more bang for your buck than going to the store. So stay tuned for that as well. Buckle up, guys. We have a great show. Some amazing entrepreneurs we'll be talking with, and we'll be talking about fashion and lifestyle for sure. So let's get the show started.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, I know you've been looking for different brands for us to talk to, and today we have somebody on the line that is definitely going to impress you with their product, because, you know, all of us love socks, but sometimes we get sick of just the ordinary, and so these guys are doing it right. I am talking today to Michael and Paul from Keep It Simple Socks. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, definitely glad to connect with you. And as I said, Keep It Simple Socks Company. You know, that name alone, I'm curious right from the beginning. How'd you come up with that name?
Yeah, definitely. So it's a pretty funny story of how we came up with the name for Keep It Simple. I was actually standing around talking to a group of friends, and this would have been in January of 2016, so a little over a year. I was trying to explain to them that, you know, I've always loved cool socks, but I was trying to explain that, you know, you just gotta kiss your socks, you know, keep it simple, stupid. And a friend of ours just yelled out of the blue, just totally randomly, no, you gotta keep it simple socks. And so kind of from that, you know, we all just started yelling and saying, we can make a sock company, it'd be so cool. And so that's where the name actually originated, which is kind of this random, like, you know, comment, kind of offhand comment that someone made. But the name kind of stuck, and it obviously stands out now. So it's kind of a funny story.
Yeah, it is. And you know, but your socks are far from simple. You know, I have to say, I had a chance to check them out, and the designs that you offer are probably some of the most creative designs that I've ever seen when it comes to socks. How do you guys come up with all these different designs? I mean, there's something for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much, first of all, for saying that. But yeah, we essentially just draw inspiration from, honestly, really anywhere. I mean, we've ran into situations where we'll see, you know, a cool color palette maybe on the side of a building, or, you know, I'll be on Google and I see like a cool image or something. And so honestly, you know, we kind of go off the fact that inspiration can come from anywhere, you know, whether it be a design, a pattern, you know, certain colors that just go together. And then from there, we kind of go into the process of, okay, well, how do we take this kind of concept and then put it onto a sock? And so it's definitely a very collaborative effort for sure.
Yeah, I like that. You're definitely drawing that inspiration from different places. I understand that people can go on the website, make a purchase of just individual socks, or they also can get a subscription. Is that correct?
Yeah. We offer the subscription. A lot of people enjoy that. We've really had that going since the day we launched. But then we also know that some people just want to get, you know, a few pairs for a member or friend or for themselves or whatever. So we like to kind of offer that option, because a lot of companies out there, you'll see sock subscription companies, or you'll just see a regular sock company that you can go buy their stuff. But we definitely wanted to, from the beginning, make sure you could have both those options, so you can kind of have the best of both worlds. Obviously, subscription is a little bit better price-wise, a little more bang for your buck. You know, we definitely want to make sure that if somebody really loved a certain design, they could go there and just, you know, get it right away.
Yeah, I like that. The way you said best of both worlds, I totally agree with you. That's the way to do it. You know, it gives people options. People love options. They love to choose. And it looks like even with the subscription, there's some options with that too. So could you kind of explain to the listeners the different options for the subscription if they want to really save some money?
Yeah, definitely. So we offer three different subscription sizes. We just offer the one pair a month, two pair a month, and three pair a month sizes. So, you know, that three pair a month, we have a decent amount that subscribe to that, where it's kind of an overhaul of your sock drawer. You know, you're getting the three pairs. You're getting a mix every month, something a little bit more simple and subtle, something in between, and then one of our, you know, kind of crazier fun designs. And we usually blend them together so that they all complement each other, so that every month you're getting that good mixture there. And then we also even offer, you can do a year long if you want, where you can subscribe to, you know, you pay upfront for the entire year and it's a little bit cheaper per month, as well as we offer a gift card, you know, different options like that, that a lot of people really love doing for gifts, and especially as, you know, holiday season kind of comes around. But yeah, we really want to make sure that someone can get a one pair a month if they just want that one awesome, cool, fun design coming in every month. But if somebody really wants to kind of overhaul their whole drawer, they have that option there as well.
Yeah, that's great. Like we said, options are good, right, guys?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, let's go backwards for just a minute, because I like the story you told where you said, you know, you were sitting around with some friends and you shouted out the name Keep It Simple Socks. But how do you go from just an idea that somebody's blurting out, having a little fun, to actually executing this? Take us through just a little bit of that process. You don't have to give us any trade secrets, but how did it come about that you two hooked up and decided to go on to this venture together?
Yeah, definitely. So it's funny, because it wasn't until probably April, so it had been a few months before we really revisited the idea. So I was actually having dinner with a friend of mine, and I kind of, you know, I threw it out there like, yeah, you remember the idea for the sock company, you know, that a bunch of us had, you know, however long ago it was. And he said, yeah, like, that's such a great idea, you know, like, why wouldn't we do that? You know, it's so good. You know, obviously, kind of being in the life station that we are, where, you know, we have a little more free time on our hands and, you know, flexibility and whatnot, it's really what it came down to is, why not? You know, why not give it a shot? So essentially, Paul and I, we were hanging out one night, and I pitched in the idea for the company, and he loved it. You know, he's always loved cool socks as well, and so it just kind of made sense. But from there, we basically went through kind of a couple of phases. So, you know, we had our manufacturing phase. We had to find manufacturer, someone to produce the socks. You know, we had to find someone to actually design the socks for us, you know, to do the first round of designs. And we had to find people to build a website and work on marketing and branding and, you know, give us ideas on that. So there was definitely a ton that went into it. So from April to November, that's what we did, you know, just laying the foundation, you know, figuring out what we want the brand to be, figuring out logistically, you know, how do we go from, you know, we've got these ideas for these designs and what we want it to look like. How do we put that onto a sock and get it to the customer's hands? And it was definitely very challenging at times, but, you know, well worth it. A lot of fun, for sure.
Yeah, it's got to be rewarding to see that hard work come about. Now you have a beautiful website, and the sock designs are awesome too. And
thank you.
Yeah, you're most certainly welcome. Speaking of these designs, though, There was one thing that really caught my eye, and that was the 80s collection. How did you guys come up with that? I thought it was brilliant.
So we, that was one of the latest things we just put out. And we kind of got to this point where we really like the idea of having, like, lines or, like the 80s line. We really like that idea. And, you know, we love that kind of retro throwback 80s vibe. So that was a really obvious one for us. We have a couple other lines we're coming out with. And then, you know, after the new year, we're planning on continuing that. So yeah, we just put out the 80s line, and like I said, we love that whole entire, just that vibe, that brand and everything. So we had a lot of fun with that. That was probably one of the more fun projects we've done so far, and we've had a lot of great response to it. And even with, you know, doing an 80s style photo shoot for it, just how that turned out and everything, it definitely was a lot of fun. And it's kind of, you know, as you go along, your brand kind of evolves a little bit, and it's kind of taken us to a different place with kind of those more adventurous, colorful, but still, you know, really tasteful and, you know, not tacky or anything. Kind of taken us to that place that we really enjoy. But yeah, the 80s line was a lot of fun. We've had a lot of great response to that.
Yeah, you know, I like that you said they're a lot of fun, but they're tastefully done. You know, I have to admit, you know, sometimes people get a little carried away with the socks.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you guys know exactly what I mean, but you know, even the ones, the Red Rock socks, you know, it's like the pattern of the Red Rocks. I mean, I never would have thought to do something like that on a sock, but, you know, I'm thinking that would look awesome with a casual look with some jeans and maybe some Oxfords. That would be a killer look.
Yeah, it is. It's funny you bring up that particular design, because that's one of our top sellers since we've opened. And yeah, people love that one because it's tasteful. It's got a cool look to it. I've worn that particular design both casually and in a more professional setting, just because, yeah, it really stands out. It's kind of a way to differentiate yourself. So yeah, but we love that design. That's definitely one of our personal favorites. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, another question is about these sunglasses. You know, you're a sock company, but I see that you do offer Keep It Simple socks, exclusive sunglasses, and kind of explain how that idea came about and to the listeners how they can get a pair of those sunglasses as well.
Yeah, so we kind of decided early on that we wanted to have, you know, certain incentives for our, specifically our subscribers. Which you can go on our site and buy those sunglasses. Obviously, we're primarily a sock company. We simply sell socks, you know. But we really like the idea of having those as like a bonus to the customers that really enjoyed our brand. Like I said, there's the 1, 2, and 3 pair subscriptions. But if you get the 3 pair, we throw in a free pair of the sunglasses in your first month's box. Just kind of like a thank you. And, you know, it's the biggest subscription size, so we kind of want to incentivize it a little bit. But yeah, we really love how those turned out. They have a little our little logo etched on the inside of them. So yeah, I wear those around all the time. But yeah, the three pair a month subscription, you can get those in your first box for free.
Yeah, that's a really nice incentive. And you guys that are listening, you got to get on their website, keepitsimplesocks.com. Check out the subscriptions and try it out. I think you're really going to like the designs. I've got my eye on a few pairs that I think can take my outfits up to the next level. So thanks, guys.
Great. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, now what advice would you give to somebody else? Because you guys have done, you know, what some people view as nearly impossible. And that's start a company, get it off the ground and running. And I mean, it looks polished and professional. So what advice would you give to somebody who has an idea in their head? Maybe they're sitting around with their friends and they're blurting out ideas, but they haven't put it into motion yet.
The number one thing is, I'd say there are two things. One thing is just to kind of dive into it. Just completely dive into it. Don't hold back. Giving that idea is really cool, but, you know, a lot of people have a lot of those and they never go through with them. It was just something fun that we thought we would do. And as we've gotten into it, the more, you know, passionate we've gotten about the company and the brand, but even just small business, everything that related to that, it's been pretty awesome. So I would say just dive into it. The second thing is just don't lose momentum. Kind of always keep going, keep doing something, because it's really easy to, you know, kind of feel like things get stifled a little bit. But definitely just kind of keep things moving, keep thinking about, okay, what do I need to do next? Because if you kind of let it get stale a little bit, then it's really easy just to let things kind of, you know, wither off. Yeah, those are always the two things that people have asked me in the last year and a half or so, kind of what have you learned through this. Those are definitely the two biggest tips that I would give to anybody that wanted to do something similar.
Yeah, I like those tips, some good practical advice from a couple guys that are really doing it. Like I said at the beginning, we have to tip our hat to you because everything is really done first class, and I can't stress that enough. So guys, jump on the website, Keep It Simple Socks. And how can we get in touch with you on social media so we can connect with you, kind of see these designs and follow you guys? And then we'll let you give that website one more time so people know where to go to pick up a pair or to subscribe, either way.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as social media goes, our handle on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and Pinterest is just Keep It Simple Socks, just straight up. So if you type that in, you can definitely find us there. Now on Twitter specifically, it's Keep It Simple Socks, but it's spelled with X instead of a CKS. So socks is spelled with X. So that's the only difference there. But yeah, we love when people connect with us on social media and even shoot us over a message, just to say hey. We definitely always appreciate that and appreciate hearing feedback and just comments from our customers. And yeah, also if you want to drop us a line, our email address is on the website too. You can always hop on there and. I said, just say hey, and we always appreciate talking to people who enjoy the designs and whatnot. But yeah, social media is a great way to stay connected. As far as ordering goes, one thing we like to throw into our orders is a little raffle ticket, and that's another good way to connect on social media because we post raffle ticket winners once a month on our social media pages, and so it's kind of a cool way for people to stay connected and be checking up to see if they won. Free socks, which is always a good day when you get free socks.
Again, our website is just keepitsimplesocks.com, pretty straightforward. And you can find, any of our designs we offer, and our subscription packages are all in there. Even if you're from kind of the Columbus, Ohio, or any part of Ohio area, we have a line of local designs we did that you can find through there as well. Yeah, we also do wholesale that you can contact us through there. We even do custom designs for larger wholesale clients, things like that. We kind of keep open and regards like that, just to kind of collab with people, that can be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, that sounds amazing, especially the local aspect. That's got to be a winner right there. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Hey, well, guys, you know what? I won't take too much of your time, but I have to say I had a lot of fun talking to you, learning about your business, and I'm hoping that we can keep in touch. And everyone listening, check these guys out on social media. Real cool guys, great company.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks a ton.
Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, SEASON. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus four matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, SEASON, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Gentlemen out there listening, we know how much your appearance means to you, and your appearance is the first thing that people see. People really do base their impressions off what they see when they first meet us. And one of the most important things you can take care of is your teeth. And that's why we're having on a special guest today. And I'd like to welcome to the show Jeff from Molar Dental Club. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, we are glad we could connect with you because, as I mentioned in the outset, taking care of our teeth is so important. People see us, and that's one of the first things they notice is our smile, especially a lot of guys listen to the show, want to impress just other people that they want to make a good impression with, and people pay a lot of attention to the smile.
Absolutely. If I don't think we'd be anywhere with our significant others if we didn't impress them somewhat with our smile. I think that's the opening, before you say a word, you can say a million with a good smile. So yeah, we're on the same page for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And I was just curious, you started this company, Molar Dental Club, and just wondering, do you have a background in dentistry or is this just a passion project?
More of a passion project. We joke about it on our website, but it really is true. The Fantasy Football League I'm in has like 5 dentists in it. And so for whatever reason, my peer group is a bunch of dentists and dental specialists. I'm always surrounded by dental talk. And really the genesis of the company, like how we got into this, is my business partner Ben and myself. We actually owned another company, and it was a local construction garage company. So what we would do is we would make man caves for people. So we would deck out their garages. So we'd do fancy floor coatings and cabinetry and take people's garages and make them awesome. That's what we were doing before Molar, and we kind of came up with the idea as we were running this other business, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
Wow, that's really amazing. You went from building man caves to sending people dental care products in the mail. We got to hear this story. You know, so that's how you came up with the idea, circled with being around other dentists and things like that. How did the light bulb really go off to say, let's get these products to people monthly? And why did you think this would be effective?
So really the credit for all this goes to my co-founder, Ben Wood. He was the brains behind all of this. We were working in the garage business and we were very busy. It was a successful company. And I had recently signed on as one of the customers for one of the subscription shaving companies. And just as you do, I got my first shipment. I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I'll never go back, blah, blah, blah. So I was hyping it up one day. And Ben goes home, and it was a particularly busy time of the year for us. And so we were working, you know, 12-hour days, 6 days a week. And Ben goes home, and he's brushing his teeth at night, and he looks down, and his toothbrush is, like, crusty, gross. He couldn't recall the last time he changed it. And so he's like, what the heck? He's like, why doesn't somebody send me a toothbrush? And he's like, you know, the light bulb went off in his head in terms of me raving about my subscription razor company and him having a crusty old toothbrush. So that's kind of the genesis of it. He started doing some research, and at the time, there was nobody else doing it. So he's like, this might be something. And it took some convincing to get me on board, but that was the genesis of the idea. And like I mentioned, lucky enough, we have a peer group that has so many dentists. So we were able to go to those guys as we were developing product and developing the idea and saying, what are you seeing with your patients? What are some of the pain points for your patients? What could we do to improve, you know, overall oral health for people? And that was kind of how we got going.
Yeah, it's amazing how you can come up with these different business ideas. You know, we talk to a lot of business owners, and I'm always fascinated to hear how they came up with the idea behind it. This really is a great idea because we do need to change out our toothbrush, and if we don't get to the dentist regularly, like you said, it can get rather crusty. So can you...
Exactly.
We don't want that, right?
No.
Well, explain to us a little bit more exactly how the Molar Dental Club works.
Went out, and like I said, we researched what was going on in the marketplace, and we came across a study that said it was done by the American Dental Hygienists Association, and they did a poll, and they determined that 77% of Americans couldn't recall the last time they actually changed their toothbrush. Now, if you talk to your dentist is going to recommend that you change it at least every 3 months. And so with those two bits of information, that was really the bedrock of our service. We said, we want to create a service where we can automate the process. We can ship super high quality oral healthcare stuff to your door every 3 months. Now, we realized that, you know, as we were doing our research, everybody's different. So there was people that we came across that wanted to change their toothbrush monthly. And so we said, oh, okay, we'll just give options. So as it stands right now, when you go on our site, you know, the 3 months is the default, but you can customize your package to 1, 2, or 3 months. And we ship out really soft, super soft charcoal-headed manual brushes. We sell replacement heads with those same charcoal bristles for either Sonicare or Oral-B electric brushes. And we sell really a bamboo woven floss, and we also have a black smooth guide floss. So we did our research. We wanted to get the best stuff out there, and we feel we've done a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, it sounds like you have something for everybody. There's a lot of different options people can choose from. Let me ask you about one that caught my eye. I was on the website, and I noticed that you had a package that has a Carbon Plus coconut teeth whitening powder and toothbrush. Now, when I hear carbon, I didn't realize that really could be an effective tooth cleaner. Can you kind of go into detail about that? And I was also curious about the coconut aspect of it. How does that help?
Sure. Yeah. So we're about a year old. We launched in September of last year. I think I mentioned that. And so as we're going through the process, we're listening to our customers and we're, you know, asking what they would like, what they don't like, and what they'd like to see in the future. And overwhelmingly, our customers wanted a teeth whitening product. And so they were adamant about that was one thing they were missing. So we started doing our research about teeth whitening. We started knocking over all the rocks and we came across this stuff, which is activated charcoal. So it is actually activated charcoal that is made from coconut husks. So when the coconut husks and shells are not used, what they do is they actually burn those down. They put them in a super high temperature oven and they treat it with nitrogen and oxygen, and that activates the charcoal. And so activated charcoal is really beneficial. It's been used forever and ever in terms of, you know, like you go to the doctor and you think you're poisoned, they'll put charcoal in your stomach to absorb that stuff. We use activated charcoal in all our water filtration. And the reason we do this is a process called adsorption. So it's a little scientific, but essentially what happens with activated charcoal is it is a carbon skeleton and it's extremely porous. So what happens is toxins and basically just anything will bind to the charcoal, which is how water gets purified. You run water through charcoal and all the bad stuff that's in that water binds onto the charcoal and holds onto it. Clean water comes out the other side. So essentially the same thing is effective in whitening teeth. So what happens is our teeth, you know, the stain builds up, and things like coffee and wine are very common perpetrators of this stuff. So we get a thin layer of stain that gets bonded to your teeth. So when you actually brush your teeth with this really fine charcoal, what happens is that stain will bond to the charcoal and come away with it when you rinse it out. So essentially, it's a stain remover to whiten your teeth. And it's 100% natural. It's vegan friendly. There's three ingredients in it, and so it's super healthy and safe. And one of the big things is it's not abrasive and it's not toxic to your mouth. Like, I think we've all tried once upon a time different kind of whitening products and use those chemicals, and they leave your gums feeling sore sometimes, and sometimes people's teeth even get hurt by it. And so we found an alternative that's effective with none of the bad stuff.
Yeah, I like that. I've actually been one of those victims where you walk away and your gums are on fire, you know, so having something natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a bonus right there. Hey, you know, you guys probably get a lot of feedback like most businesses, and I like to ask people, what's been some of the most fun feedback that you've received or one of your favorite responses to somebody trying out your product so far?
That's a good question. We recently redid our website, so we had an opportunity to, like, we're hunt for quotes, you know, we're hunt for testimonials. So we just got through this process. And some of the nice things, we got this family, and this family, they order, they're like our best customers. You know, they order and they change up their order every couple months. And because we have different colored brushes and we have different flavors of toothpaste, like our toothpaste is imported from Italy and comes in seven different flavors, and it's got like black licorice flavor and it's got like a ginger mint flavor. So there's really unique combinations. And, you know, one thing this lady Kate said was that the funnest thing for her and her family was that they could change it all up and they were always trying new things. And, you know, she said she has, you know, like a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. It made it exciting for them. And it's ridiculous when you think about it. Nobody gets excited about a toothbrush and toothpaste. But for her family, getting something new and the novelty of it, getting it as packaged in the mail, got them excited about their, you know, brushing their teeth and trying out the new toothpaste. And so if we can put something that's mundane, like oral health care, and make it a little more fun and like something you get excited about when you get your package in the mail, then I think we've accomplished our goal. And so that's some of the common feedback. It's just because our packaging, we try to make our packaging very nice. Like, we ship everything in these really cool tubes. And so it's got a unique look to it. And so we've tried to just make this outside the norm of just, you know, your everyday brushing your teeth twice a day and going to bed. So we've tried to put some fun into it. And we think we're doing an okay job. The feedback's been really nice.
Yeah, that's a great story. And, you know, I think that's a great idea to get kids excited about it. I've got a 7-year-old at home, and sometimes you got to wrestle him down to make him brush his teeth. So,
no, exactly.
I think I'm going to have to get this service at least just for him, just to get him, you know, and kids love opening mail too. So that's another great bonus. I like that.
Exactly. And the tubes are really cool. And so, this family just gave it to their kid, and they get to open it like a little mini Christmas or birthday present every couple months. And if you can make it fun, then it works.
Oh, yeah. I definitely can see that. And you know what? My ears kind of perked up, too, when you mentioned gourmet toothpaste. That's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
It's imported from Italy. It's gourmet to me. So
exactly. The jars the tubes have this really old school kind of look to them. They're really cool. And, it's straight from Italy. So it's as fancy as you get.
Yeah. Fancier the better, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? One last question. Because, you've established a couple businesses, and a lot of people who listen to the show want to get their business off the ground. So what is the best advice you would give to somebody who's a budding entrepreneur?
I think, honestly, I get asked this. I would not say by any means I'm the guy giving advice. I'm no Gary Vee or anything like that. But honestly, the one thing I can tell people, if you want to do it, this is going to be super cliche, but just do it. There's never going to be a right time if you want to launch a business. If you have a dream of being a YouTube guy or being a podcaster or whatever it is, there's never going to be a right time. Things are never going to be perfect. You just have to suck it up and do it. I was fortunate, the way I look at it, I was one of those stories where I actually got laid off in the downturn of 2008, 2009. So I lost my job and right before Christmas. And we had this idea for this garage company, and it just forced me to do it. And I kind of said, okay, I had a family, and I was like, oh, great. But I was like, I'll do it for 6 months and see how it goes. And so I was forced into it. But I had always had those same entrepreneurial dreams. And so my biggest advice is just get started. Just start doing things. Start it as a side hustle or start, but be active. And that process of taking action, it's going to, be like that snowball rolling down a hill. Once you get going, you see a little bit of success, taste that, then want to keep chasing it. So if you have any dreams, any aspirations, the biggest thing you can do is just put it into action.
Hey, we appreciate that advice, Jeff. And before we go, how can we follow you on social media and let us know the website so we can get signed up? Because I wanted to mention there's a lot of affordable packages for everybody in whatever price range. I think it starts at $7 and you can get the toothbrush delivered to you. This is perfect. So please let us know.
Yeah, appreciate that. The best way to get a hold of us is our website is Molar, MOLR.co. You can see everything on there. If you want to follow us on social, the best place where we're most active is on Instagram, and that's at Molar, MOLR, _DC. So Molar Dental Club. Search us on Instagram, Molar Dental Club, MOLR, or, search the hashtag and you will find us for sure. So that's the best way. Love to see you on there.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be on there connecting with you. And thanks for the opportunity. We appreciate you coming on and taking some time out of your busy schedule and talking to the audience today. So we look forward to following what you guys come up with next in the future. And I'll let you know how it goes with the little guy with getting him to brush his teeth.
Exactly. Yeah, keep us posted on that. If it helps, then that's a win for us. So thank you so much for having us.
Guys, I just want to say thank you for listening to the show today. We really appreciate you tuning in. We always say without you, there is no show, so hats off to you. Also, a special thank you to Jeff from Molar.co. Definitely jump on their site. I had a chance to try out their products. Simply amazing. I'm done with the big box brands and the store brands. It's time to step it up and brush our teeth and take care of our dental hygiene and style. So thank you to Jeff from Molar for coming on. Also, thank you to Michael and Paul from Keep It Simple Socks. These guys have some of the funkiest sock designs that you're ever going to see, but they also have some really classy stuff too. So no matter what your style is, they have something just for you. That was keepitsimplesocks.com. Go on there, check those guys out as well. We really had a fun time interviewing these guys, and hopefully you were inspired, because we always have been encouraging you to, work on your own ideas, your own products. I'm sure you have something in the back of your mind, something that you love, and there is a way to turn your passion into profits. We learned that today with both of these entrepreneurs. They did just that. It starts with an idea, but an idea is just an idea until you put it into motion. And when you put it into motion, I'm telling you guys, good things are gonna happen. Good things happened for Molar. Good things happened for Keep It Simple Socks. And for myself personally, I don't regret starting my business, which I started about 4 years ago. Actually, we're going into our fifth year here in January, so it is a great experience. Sure, there's roller coaster ride, it's ups, there's downs, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I guarantee you will feel the exact same way once you stop talking about your idea and start implementing it. Guys, you can do it. We're here to help and cheer you along the way. If you have an idea for the show, drop us a line at thelifeofagent.com. There's a contact form. If there is a subject you want us to tackle or you just want to chat, let's do it. And guys, as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com.